Q92's state dance coverage is brought to you by Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Madison and Ortonville, Warren Trigestead, CCM Health, Montevideo, United Prairie Insurance Agency, United Prairie Bank, Lee Motor Company, B. Johnson Electric, Pro Image Partners, Ag Processing Incorporated, Erickson Chevrolet, Ag Plus Cooperative, Syngenta Seeds, Appleton Area Health, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Hanson and Dolph Funeral Home, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Miller Services Incorporated. State dance coverage brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Madison Bottling Company, Prairie Sun Bank, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers. It's also brought to you by Kluver Law Office, Bosing Chiropractic, Ludvigson Tiling, Dean Martinson Pioneer Seeds, Heartland Eye Clinic, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Lund Implement Company. State dance brought to you by Zarbach Memorials in Madison, Madison Dental Clinic, Greg Cole Electric in Madison, and Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Thanks for joining us for coverage of state dance action right here on 92.1 FM with Paul Ramo.
Everybody, and welcome to Target Center here in downtown Minneapolis, and we are set for day two of the dance competition here in we're courtside. It's high kick this year. Joining me once again is Ken Fransky and Dee Dee Schomer with our kind of pre-dance show here. We're so excited. We're all dressed in pink, or most of us anyway. Thanks for putting the headset on again, Dee and Ken.
Absolutely, Paul. Good to be here. And, you know, only real men wear pink, Paul, and we look darn good on the radio.
That's right. Hey, what an exciting day yesterday for the Shadows, wasn't it, Dee Dee?
Honestly, I think I'm still trying to absorb it all. I mean, they made school history again. A rank of 5 last night, so that means all the judges had them in first place, and they actually gained a rank from prelims, and that's the best you can do is get a 5. And you know, you can see on the girls' faces last night, we felt pretty confident going in, you know, to finals, and they had a flawless routine. So that makes you sit back in your chair and, you know, absorb that again. You know, they basically have done that routine flawless 3 times in a row.
Absolutely. That's the best thing. You want them to finish not only strong, but you want to see them finish the best. And like you say, a rank point of 6 in prelims, jumped up to a rank point of 5, so they impressed the judges even more from prelims to finals, and they really kept that gap they had from prelims to the finals as well. And the second and third positions from prelims to finals jockeyed around a little bit, but the one thing that mattered, the number one team in the state remains the number one team in the state, yep, in high school jazz for class single A. So
unbelievable. I mean, back-to-back, you can only dream of those kind of things, and they crushed them yesterday.
All right. And did you guys get any sleep? The Shadows, they're going to do the Olympics, the Radisson Olympics,
yes,
last night. I haven't heard the results of that. Have you? Or how'd that go?
I do not know that. I do not know that. But I know that it's a highlight of their weekend. They enjoy it. They have a great time with it. The girls are very creative, it sounds like.
Yeah. They are. I think it's a chance for them to mentally relax a little bit, too. But, no, I didn't hear, Paul, anything. Yep. And usually the girls don't get on their phones a whole lot. But as far as sleeping, I don't know, I probably had a good hour power nap or something like that.
I think I rested.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I know. I was so wired, I don't think I got to sleep till 3-4 in the morning. And then I slept pretty hard for a couple hours. But it was so much fun yesterday getting back-to-back state championships for the Jazz of the Shadows, and everybody in the foyer up here, or the
hallway, the concourse
area, a major party yesterday.
I went around and hugged each of the Jazz girls, and I told them how awesome they look wearing blue.
Yes.
You know, they work, honestly, all year long. I mean, it's always dance season, and their heart and souls have been into this routine, and it was just amazing to watch. It was just, honestly, one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, and then WCCO TV covered Lisa and her sister Julie. That was a great piece they did, too, wasn't it?
Very neat. Talented family.
Oh, very talented. You know, just a great piece of Western Minnesota dance history, really. And the history continues. It's not over by any means, right, and things like that. But, you know, a nice piece of recognition for the sport of dance and two local coaches, and the third sisters at McRae and things, too. So, yeah, just it's a dance family. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
And if you were listening yesterday afternoon during the awards ceremony, Hannah Johnson, the former Jazz coach, joined Ken and I. on the air, and she was in tears because she spent a lot of time with them girls in the past.
Right.
Not coaching this year, but...
Yeah, as everybody knows, actually Hannah was 8 months pregnant last year with Evelyn is her daughter's name, and so she made the decision to be a mom this year, which we all completely understand and support her 100%. And so they, of course, came down, Chris and Hannah and Evelyn came to watch last night, and it was so cool to watch her enjoy watching them from a different view. You know, normally she's on the floor with them, and so I think it was a great treat for you guys to have her with a headset on and leading you guys through that.
A whole different level of perspective on, you know, how she watches as a coach. And she made comments on that big turn set. That she used some fancy dance term that, you know, Paul and I refer to as turns and spins, but it's more sophisticated than that. But she said that was so perfect because where the judges sit up kind of on the ring of the first and second level, their view, that was flawless, she said. And the other thing that really stuck out for me yesterday, Paul, with Hannah, is Hannah Johnson was the coach that came to Lacaparo Valley Dawson Boyd and convinced Lisa we should try jazz back in 2010. So she really cultivated jazz in addition to the legacy of the kick program before that. So, boy, it was a special treat to have her, not only here for the girls, but here on the radio with us.
Did you not say that she pushed Paul out of the way to get to the girls?
Yeah, when the girls came off, they actually walked off the side of the floor.
Towards us.
Yeah, and Paul's all fired up. I could just see it. I wasn't quick enough with my phone and the camera and the video. He's going to get some interviews with the four seniors, the two coaches, the other seven members.
And they're running at us.
Yeah,
they're running towards us.
And they're thinking, this is your time. This is your time.
And Paul's on the left side of the table facing the court. Hannah was in the middle. I was on the far right. Paul's kind of standing up, getting ready, making room, and Hannah kind of gives him this chicken wing elbow and nudges him almost up against the railing of the tunnel, and she gets mobbed by the 11 girls and the two coaches that are her besties, and not that it wasn't a fun moment to watch from the side, but I can't imagine what was going through all those girls' hearts and heads.
That's an image that will always stay with me, with the girls hugging her.
Yeah.
All the girls hugging her, thanking her for what she did for them, you know. Mm-hmm. It was an amazing thing. Yeah, it was kind of funny at the time.
But then the other thing, you know, they saw Hannah hanging over the railing of the tunnel. Paul was shot a video of that. They saw Hannah there as they walked onto the state championship floor for the final. So they knew she was here.
And Lisa and Sarah saw her, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Fun time.
It was.
Great time. Great memories. You know, it's another chapter in the book.
Yeah. Yep, that's right. I tell you what, let's take a commercial break. We just finished up talking about jazz and the great time we had yesterday here at Target Center in Minneapolis. Let's take a commercial break, and we'll come back and preview the high kick tournament coming up here in a few minutes.
Funeral planning is a topic of much discussion, and often decisions that a family must make at these times become extremely difficult. The Zarbach Funeral Home of Madison offers pre-need funeral arrangements that allow you to express your needs and desires at a much less complicated and stressful time. They take pride in the compassion and comfortable way that they can help make these important pre-need arrangements. This is a service that can not only take the stress out of funeral planning, but can save you financially and eliminate family disagreements when you least need them. Let the Zarbach Funeral Home of Madison be of service to you and your family. Call them at 320-598-3339 or stop in. For electrical service, repair, and installation for your farm, home, or business, call Greg Thole Electric in Madison. Greg is licensed, bonded, and has the experience you want on your side. Call 320-598-7928. That's 320-598-7928 for Greg Thole Electric, located right along North Highway 75 in Madison, Minnesota.
This is J.D. Reese, owner of Heartland Eye Care Centers. Whether your need is for an annual eye exam or you require more specialized care, our team provides highly qualified and experienced staff who care about your eyesight. Our attention to detail and customer satisfaction standards make our first-time customer our lifetime customer. Our goal is quality care. We offer cataract, refractive, and laser surgery pre-op and post-op, bifocal lens fitting, glaucoma diagnosis, and treatment. Put your trust in the courtesy, consideration, and competence of Heartland Eye Care Centers in Marshall, Canby, and Dawson.
All right, Paul Ramo back here, broadcasting from the Target Center here in Minneapolis on this Saturday morning. Glad you're with us on Q92. Ken Fransky, Dee Dee Schomer with me with our pre-dance show here. And the Shadows are pumped. They're up in the upper deck just straight across from us with their uniforms on, high kick uniforms on. They are ready to go to defend their state championship from last year. And Ken and Dee, I know you got some some insight on the high kick routine.
Yeah, go ahead, Dee. Go ahead.
Well,
I think they were ready to go last night after Jazz won again.
I do, too. And, you know, I think the girls have always had a to-do list, and, you know, they're half done with that to-do list. So those kick girls, you know, feed off of that Jazz energy from yesterday and tried to get some sleep, and mark time went well. Got some feedback from that. So, again, it's kick. It
it's
is
kick.
High kick day, and as Lisa says, it's Christmas, you know. So she enjoys kick and the energy.
The fans are just pouring in.
Yeah.
The lines were 1 mile one direction, 1 mile another direction. I mean, there's going to be more energy today. I mean, there's more girls that dance per team for high kick versus Jazz team. So, you know, that brings in more family and friends and grandpas and grandmas and schoolmates and things like that. So it was a big crowd yesterday, and it's going to be 50% bigger today.
Right. Well, and it's a Saturday. What better thing to do on a Saturday, Ken, than dance day, right?
I can't think of anything.
Right.
No. Last year, Paul, you and I were joking after Jazz won. Today is you know, not post-Valentine's Day. We were joking it was Groundhog Day. So you get to redo it again like the movie, you know, with Bill Murray. And hopefully we can do that again, because the girls were ready yesterday, and then now they're ready again today.
One thing that I do have to mention that I think is super cool is, you know, the Jazz girls came up from the escalators, and, you know, the kick girls are waiting to get to their teammates. And so some of the Jazz girls were taking, you know, some pictures with family, and once the kick girls started running and they heard the scream, they left our families to go run and hug the kick girls. And my mom, this is her first, you know, state tournament, she looked at me like, what's going on? And I'm like, you know, those 11 Jazz girls, day one were 30 girls. Those 30 girls are on that floor all the time. Their heart and soul is in it. And you saw that when they were hugging and screaming and just excited. So, you know, high kick today, and those girls want to, you know, they want their turn too.
That's right. That's right. And it was the same thing last year. High kick was so happy, so excited, you know, all the girls on the team. But they all knew there's one more day of business we have to take care of. And that's the focus they have again today.
And our shadows, we've got 30 on the floor today. So that is a big group.
It's a big group, going to be impressed. They're going to go baseline to baseline on Target Center floor when a high school gym is a little shorter in distance. They have to round the corner on the baseline, because you run up against the speakers, the PA, or the DJ, or you run against the wall in some gymnasium. So it's going to look even more powerful here at Target Center.
They get to use it all today.
Let's talk. Spend some time talking about the Section 3A teams here. We'll start out with the Shadows. What their theme is, maybe talk about the uniforms. Go ahead with the Shadows. What's their theme for High Kick this year?
High Kick for our Shadows is a pink song, I Am Here. They wear nice white kind of professional-looking blouse tops, maybe. You know, black pants. It looks very, very sharp, very crisp, very professional. And then they've just got some amazing sets and ranges of motion. Get them this big circle in the center of the court. So it's just a fun routine, an amazing routine. And their outfits, their uniforms look so professional when they dance. I think it really accentuates their kick height and their kick strength that they had last year and this year.
Well, and the pants are pinstripe with, like a glitter pinstripe. And, boy, is that striking.
Okay. And they've scored very well throughout the year at all their competitions. They've taken first place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, taken first place. And I think for High Kick, it's been a perfect rank score throughout the season in High Kick as well. And they've kind of kept a nice separation of margin in all the competitions they were in, and also in the sections. You know, between second and third place, Wyoming and Bolden, our sections, our Shadows were just that much better on paper. You see an average point score of, you know, only 2, 3, 4 points out of 5, 600, so it doesn't seem like that, but that's the average of all the judges, so you take that times 10, and all of a sudden you're 20, 30, 40, 50 points better in the total point category, and then the rank point is how the judges' eyes see it.
Right.
So it's been a very strong season again.
All right, let's talk about the Yellow Medicine East Silhouettes. I saw them up in the upper deck here waving their pom-poms to their fans below them here. Talk about their routine a little bit.
They have like a pom routine. It's a high kick pom routine.
Cheerleader outfits on?
They do. They've got, and, you know, the poms, people were asking, you know, do they hold on to them? No, they do have to be attached to the uniform.
Oh, really?
So they are attached on the inside of the girls' sleeve.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, you know, there are state guidelines how uniforms can be, and so they have that pom routine. And then we have Bold that is also joining us at representing Section 3A, and they've got like an office they have pinstripe pants, like we do, and then they're like a tie. They've got a red tie with red suspenders.
Yep.
And that's a fun routine, too.
Yeah, so there's your Section 3. They just started the chant Section 3A, trying to get the other Section 2 and 1 to compete, aren't they? It's kind of fun.
The crowd competition is beginning, it looks like. And it looks like the YME Silhouette fans in their kind of maroonish jersey-type uniforms, because it goes with their cheerleading theme. That I think they were trying to egg on the crowd from the other three sections.
Let's talk about the order of performance and how important that is in the prelims here.
Yeah, you know, it seemed like yesterday the Shadows for Jazz danced last, and they really liked it, talking to a couple of the girls. Today for High Kick, it's a little bit different. You know, we're going to start off the competition here at 11:30. Frey Z is going to lead that off, then Piers, then Atwater Cosmos Grove City, then our Shadows will dance in the fourth spot, then St. Charles, and then 3A goes back-to-back with YME dancing, and right behind them is Bold. So, you know, within four spots, Section 3A is going to dance, and that's going to really energize the gym. Then after Bold will be Wabasha Kellogg, then Cannon Falls, Crosby Ironton, Holy Family Catholic, that was here in Jazz as well, too. And rounding out the 12 teams in the prelim will be Lake City. So it's going to go quick from about 11:30 to 1 o'clock.
Yep, that's right, and we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a blast, isn't it?
So you just look
it's
at the crowd. They're on their feet. I can hardly, you know, just sit here and not start yelling with the crowd right now.
Yeah.
Such a high-energy atmosphere.
It is. High Kick is a lot of fun. It's just, like you said, and the routine. It's, you know, the songs are faster-paced, and I mean, it's High Kick, you know, we're Jazz. It's more lyrical or, you know, emotional kind of dance. So today, it's just high energy all day long.
What I like about it, you know, we got 30-some girls, a lot of High Kick teams have 30. What's the maximum, do you know?
34.
So what you're going to see here at the Target Center, when they do the High Kick routine in a line, the line kick, you don't have to bend like in a high school gym. Yes. Sometimes you got to bend at the end of the gym because it's not big enough. Well, here at Target Center, is there out of bounds at Target Center?
No, I don't believe so.
No, I don't.
So you can spread it out.
Yeah,
yep, exactly.
And it's a great visual when you have those girls stretched across the entire gym like that, and they don't have to worry about hitting a speaker or anything like that.
Right, or kicking it and or slipping on shooting. But you look at the under the basket, you know, the baseline on one end to the other end of the court, through the lane, under the basket. You know, that's what we call a baseline for fans who don't understand basketball. And our 30 girls will be from one baseline toe end to the other baseline toe end the whole length of the court.
Right.
It is so powerful.
It is. Our routine is power-packed from beginning, middle, end. I mean, we were discussing that. It's like it starts, and you're entertained, and it's over before you blink. There's so much going on all the time.
And for me, one of the fun things is, you know, this year's routine, they kind of start what looks to be they're setting up that big kick line, and then they kind of spin and rotate out of it.
Yeah, well,
like
they do a wave.
Oh, they teased me.
Yeah.
And they didn't do the big kick line, and then they kind of rotate back into it, and then it's just smash, bam, there it is. But
how can you not go crazy?
Oh, God, you're on that
your
speed.
It's
like, oh, God, they're not doing it. Then, boom, there it is.
All right, they're starting to introduce the teams as they coaches and captains walk on the Target Center floor before the national anthem. They're right. We're right next to the girls in the tunnel here, and we see the Shadows, Bold, YME with the other section teams and coaches. Really colorful as they walk onto the Target Center floor. Let me tell you, the crowd is a lot bigger than yesterday. The lower bowl here on the right side is almost full. So
I got goosebumps.
Oh.
How about you?
I do. I was talking to one of the security guys. He thought today they'd have around 10,500 people, maybe 11,000 people. The max capacity for a Timberwolves game, he said, is just under 20,000. And yesterday he didn't hear a total attendance, but he thought it was around 7,500 people here yesterday for First State Jazz competition.
All right, here's the... Here they come. They're in the tunnel. The Silhouette. They look ready. Who's why don't you mention the names there?
Yeah, we've got Ella Mork, the captains for High Kick, or Ella Mork, who's junior. Josie Munsterman, a senior. Aaliyah Schomer, a senior. Right in the center is Lisa Johnson, head coach. Her daughter, Grace Johnson, is one of the junior captains. And rounding out the five captains is Paige Torstenson, who's one of the other 10 seniors on the team. And then they look just beautiful this morning. The white, the black, the glitter.
Lisa's dressed almost like them.
Absolutely.
All right, what we're going to do, we're going to be covering the section wrestling, TV United Wrestling at 12:30 with Dick Newman and Danny Lee. We're going to get that section team wrestling against Fairmont. And at about 1:15, 1 o'clock, 1:15, we're going to interrupt the wrestling tournament to bring you the winners, the top six teams they're going to pick out the 12 that are dancing here. We'll be on the air for that. Then we'll go right back to wrestling down in Marshall at SMSU. And then we'll come back here to the Target Center and finish the day off, hopefully with a state championship.
Absolutely. That's the goal from 365 days ago, is to come back and do it all again.
The Shadows are what? Just got introduced by the PA announcer. We're ready for high kicks. Ken Deedy, thanks for joining me on the pre-dance show.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, we'll be back on the air around 1:15 this afternoon with the winners of the prelims. And we'll turn it back to you, Paul Rabel, reporting for Target Center in downtown Minneapolis this morning.
It's a Valentine's Day sale on now through Saturday, February 15th at Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader, located downtown Dawson. Get 20% off store-wide. Some exclusions do apply. The winter clearance sale continues up to 75% off on men's and women's apparel and outerwear. Save on Dawson Boyd's school apparel and more. And the Shadows State Dance T-shirts are in. Stop in and pick up yours today. That's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader, located downtown Dawson. Open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 5, Saturdays 9 till noon. Call 320-769-2317. Lund Implement Company in Madison, Minnesota has a lineup of proven Bobcat equipment helping you power through the most challenging jobs and toughest projects to get more done on the farm or at the construction site every day. Stop in and see the latest in compact track loaders, skid steer loaders, excavators, and the utility toolcat from the leader in compact equipment. Our dedicated staff of factory-trained technicians are here to provide the regular service that keeps your equipment running strong. Lund Implement Company is proud to be your authorized Bobcat dealer since 1966. Visit us at Highway 75 North or call 1-800-598-3155. And Lund Implement Company would like to take this opportunity to salute all our area pork producers during Pork Week.
I liked my credit union today. No, I mean I liked them. You know, on Facebook. My credit union has their own Facebook page. Pretty cool. So you can catch up, keep in touch, see what's new and happening. I like them. They like me.
Dawson Co-op Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online at dawsonco-opcu.com.
Q92's state dance coverage is brought to you by Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Madison and Ortonville. Warren Trigestead, CCM Health, Montevideo, United Prairie Insurance Agency, United Prairie Bank, Lee Motor Company, B. Johnson Electric, Pro Image Partners, Ag Processing Incorporated, Erickson Chevrolet, Ag Plus Cooperative, Syngenta Seeds, Appleton Area Health, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Hanson and Dahl Funeral Home, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Miller Services Incorporated. State dance coverage brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Madison Bottling Company, Prairie Sun Bank, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers. It's also brought to you by Kluver Law Office, Bosing Chiropractic, Ludvigson Tiling, Dean Martinson Pioneer Seeds, Heartland Eye Clinic, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Lund Implement Company. State dance brought to you by Zarbach Memorials in Madison, Madison Dental Clinic, Greg Cole Electric in Madison, and Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Thanks for joining us for coverage of state dance action right here on 92.1 FM with Paul Ramos.